Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. John speaks of some uncomfortable things in our first reading today. He talks about liars and denial and the Antichrist. You say, well, why does he talk about those things? Shouldn't he talk about love and truth and all of these things? Well, he is, but just pretending that bad things don't exist is not going to make them go away. And even during the early days of the church, there were those who altered the message, altered the gospel to fit themselves and twisted its meaning. And part of the job of a shepherd, and St. John was a shepherd, is to warn about wolves and keep the sheep away from dangers. And so he says that, beloved, who is the liar? Now remember that the devil is referred to as the father of lies. And so anyone who's a liar is doing the work of the devil. How does he characterize him? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the anointed one of God, that he is the Messiah, that he is the Savior of the world. If you deny this, you are a liar. If you hear that these days, well, Jesus was just a really good guy, or Jesus was just a prophet, or he was just our elder brother, or Jesus was a teacher. Well, he is certainly all of those things, but he's more than that. Whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. And what does Antichrist mean? It means someone who's opposed to Christ. And so you could, if you deny God, and not just that he exists, but how he reveals himself to us, then you are the Antichrist. And that this, because the Father and the Son are one, if you deny the Father, you deny the Son also. And St. John makes it quite clear that the Son is the only access to the Father. So if you deny Jesus, you can't say, but I love God. No, because the only access to the Father is through the Son. But whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well, because if we come to know Jesus, through him we come to know the Father. And so all of these things are very important, because as he says, and now, children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be put to shame by him at his coming. So, if we follow the Lord Jesus, when he returns in glory, he's going to say to us, come, my faithful servant. And that's really what we want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.